Joey was one of the three lambs born to this EU. The EU had accepted the other two lambs, but refused to allow Joey to even get close. Every time little Joey would approach his mother, she would butt him away, and every time a little harder. The new shepherd watched in tears as Joey was butted so hard that he hit the side of the barn. The new shepherd relates, "By now his head was hanging so low that I thought something was wrong with his neck, but it was his spirit. Then he started shivering, clamped his mouth shut, and would not even lick the milk that I offered to him. I knew he had given up." The shepherd explained to her children that Joey had a slim chance of surviving if the bummer lamb were to recover. It would be through lots of love and affection. The shepherd took Joey in her arms and held him close. Then she carried him into the house and prepared a bottle of milk as she held it to his mouth. Joey slowly opened his eyes. A short time later, he began to suck the bottle on his own, and the children began to clap and shout words of encouragement. This is a very cute and heartwarming story. Brings a little tear to your eye. I think about us as Christians being the bummer lamb, feeling rejection and not knowing what to do next, not knowing where to go or who to go to. I think of Jesus Christ being our shepherd and caring for us, loving us, leading us in the right direction. Unless our shepherd intervenes in our lives, we will die rejected and alone. So, in the story of the bummer lamb, what does the shepherd do? The shepherd takes the bummer lamb home, feeds it, keeps it warm by the fire, wraps it up with their blankets, holds it to his chest so the bummer lamb can hear her heartbeat. The shepherd cares for it until it can be released into the flock. How does our shepherd care for us? Let's go to Psalms 23 to start off with. Psalms 23. And we're going to start with verse 1, and we're going to read to verse 5. Psalm 23, verse 1. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sakes. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy. You anoint my head with oil, my cup runs over." From this scripture, we see the care our shepherd gives us. Us not wanting, if we obey him. Having a very comfortable place to lay our head in green pastures next to still waters. Restoring our soul because we are lost before his calling, us in the flock. I often think about the people in the world that are lost, that are searching high and low for things that fill their emptiness in them. Brethren, we are not lost. Jesus Christ leads us in the path of righteousness. We must pick up our heads and drink the milk from our shepherd, as the bummer lamb did. Have we thought about the rejection we got in the world because of our calling and how that brings us closer to our shepherd? Let's go over to John 10. And this will go into what I'm talking about. John 10. And we're going to start with verse 11. John 10, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. But a hireling, he who is not the shepherd, one who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf catches the sheep and scatters them. The hireling flees because he is a hireling and does not care about the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and I am known by my own. Jesus Christ knows us. He has paid a price for us. He gives us life through his sacrifice. All we have to do is obey his commands. Sounds good to me to have that continuous love, support, protection, direction. Let's go over to Hebrews real quick. Hebrews 13. Hebrews 13. And just one, we're just going to go one verse here. Verse 20. How may the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of everlasting covenant. This shows Jesus being the great shepherd through his sacrifice and everlasting covenant. We need to think about what Jesus Christ, our great shepherd, did for us, being bummer sheep in the world. That sacrifice, the loving protection I talked about, he has for his sheep. We must put in the work and be part of God's family. To be part of his flock now. I think of the bummer lamb and its rejection and the caring, the shepherd bringing the lamb in her home, feeding it, loving it, giving the reassurance it needs. Our shepherd is here for us, but we must go to him, seek that relationship with him. So, what happened to Joey? He was raised in a home taken care of by his shepherd, the kids, the family dog, and released into the flock. Knowing he was loved by the shepherd and belonging in the shepherd's family, as we belong in God's family. So, pick up your heads, bummer lambs, and go to him.